This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, 855-993-7569. This is one of those days that if you look at the news, you're going to set your hair on fire. You know, so don't do that. You know, I'll try and make it better for you. But it's not a happy news day for some reason. Maybe it's just the dog days of August. I don't know. I mean, the DVDs all suck because they all went directly to DVD. So occasionally I see them, but there's usually a reason that films go directly to DVD, is they figure it's not worth the energy to publicize them to put in the theaters because nobody's going to go see them. I know Fantastic Four might have been put in that category. I mean, it made, what, $26 million, and it probably cost like $300 million to make or something. As opposed to The Gift, which cost $5 million, has already made $12 million. So, I mean, it's a better story. It's better actors. It was, you know, no special effects. A little creepy. Plus,
wasn't the big reason behind making another Fantastic Four, essentially rebooting the Fantastic Four, was, I think, because Fox wanted to keep the rights to the franchise, I guess, or something?
Probably. And supposedly they've already scheduled a sequel, which I think would be a dreadful financial mistake.
It was something like they needed to make another movie by a certain year in order to keep the rights to it.
You may be right. Yeah, because...
So it's like, hey, let's just slap something together real quick so we can keep the rights.
Well, yeah. It's not, in fairness to them, it's not completely slopped together. It's just... that
not good.
Well, it's not. No, as I reviewed it, in most movies, especially superhero movies, what you want to do is get to the special effects, right? Because that's the fun thing. You don't care so much about Tony Stark when he was just kind of a warmonger. You want to see him become the Iron Man, and you don't care so much about Clark Kent. You want to see Superman. Right. You don't care about Bruce. You want to see Batman, right? So. Mm-hmm. So the idea is, in most movies, what you want to do is, first of all, they start off with the marvelous Marvel kind of, you know, comic book stuff, and you think, whoa, your little heart goes up. And then they start the movie, and what they try and do is just set up some, you know, Peter Parker gets to meet, you know, his, but that happens fairly quickly. I mean, he gets bitten by a spider pretty quickly, 10, 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
This one is basically, what, just under 2-hour movie. And the first hour is probably the setup. And you're thinking, can we just move along? Even though Miles Teller is cute and Jamie Bell is his friend, and they go through being outsiders as scientists, and they're making, you know, he's got a nasty teacher, and it's kind of Ferris Bueller's Day Off without the humor and without Matthew Broderick.
Yeah.
And then we finally, you know, then we get the middle portion, which is all the guys sort of get the three guys and the woman sort of trying to put together a thing, and we've got the evil, you know, military industrial complex trying to push him around, and you know, then they finally do it, and then they decide that they have to do it all of a sudden because they're going to shut down the project, and then they get to the special place, and all hell breaks loose. Okay, so now we're like 2/3, you know, at least halfway into the movie, and maybe a little more than that. And then when they turn out their special powers are kind of dumb, they may work better in a comic than they do in a relatively sophisticated, somewhat jaded audience for special effects. Because the guy who bursts into flames all the time, I mean, all you can think about is, why didn't I bring marshmallows, right? Where are my s'mores when I need them? Because it's not very interesting to watch somebody burst into flames all the time. I mean, first of all, you can't see them. And so they're just this kind of walking column of fire. You know, he's not a burning bush. He's just—it's kind of so. That's a problem. The woman is kind of cute, but not gorgeous, and she's all buttoned up, so we get no cleavage. So the fanboys aren't very excited about that. And basically, what she does is she just wanders around in a bubble, which is a little—it's okay, but you know. Then we get Jamie Bell, who's this little tiny guy who turns into this like pile of rocks. And you can't understand him very well, and he's huge. And a pile of rocks can't act very well. And what are you going to do, sit on somebody? So, and then we get Miles Teller, who's a cute guy. I mean, he was kind of the flavor of the month last year. And what he is stretches. So they don't mess with his face because he's got a cute face. They don't mess with that, but his arms and legs could kind of extend.
Right.
And he's not very heroic. He leaves everybody behind and goes off by himself because he feels guilty. Everybody that he loves dies. All right. Well, we've seen that a lot. So you've got basically special effects that ho-hum. I mean, they're not very interesting characters,
yeah,
and they blow things up. But we've seen lots of things blown up before, so this is not very new. So, and then the writing gets really dumbed down to the extent that people are giggling in the last 15 minutes. So what you've got is a huge lead-up, and if they hadn't made it a special effects story, if they'd made it young scientist trying to do something, and then it might have worked,
yeah,
because you sort of care about that.
Just looking at it from the standpoint of they had the two movies that came out back in the mid 2000s with Jessica Alba and all that, and they just basically like scrapped those two movies and basically started over with this one, and it just seemed pointless to me, I guess.
Well, I think the pointless may be a really good description. It does have the sense, and it's really flat. You have the sense of,
yeah,
there's not much excitement about it for all the reasons I talked about, that the special effects.
And I haven't seen it, so maybe I'm wrong for judging it, but I haven't seen it, but it's...
Well, people have already judged.
Like,
yeah.
What the heck is the point, you know?
Well, and that's kind of, yeah, I mean, these guys aren't remarkable, and with Iron Man, you sort of, first of all, it's fun to watch him. It's fun to watch him fly. I think that's part of Iron Man. And Robert Downey Jr. is kind of he's kind of an interesting enough actor with all his little tics,
yeah,
that we're kind of interested in him. And they have all the mistakes here,
right?
You know?
It's almost like Robert Downey Jr. was able to put some of his own personality
into
the Tony Stark role, and that's what made those movies fun to watch. And
yeah. And I think that, the ones that have some personality to the superheroes. And this one, I mean, Jamie Bell is a really interesting actor. He played Billy Elliot, and so he's little and kind of funny looking. And as long as they kept him little and funny looking, he was appealing. And then they make him huge, and you can't understand him, and he's just a pile of rocks. Not very interesting.
Yeah.
There are a whole lot of problems with it, and the audience has sort of stayed away in droves. So they actually did an article, I think, in Variety or something about why Tom Cruise worked and that Fantastic Four didn't. Because in theory, movies with bankable stars have tanked this year.
Yeah.
None of them have gotten off any place, and the superhero movies are the ones that worked. And this one was the opposite. And I think one of the reasons is that Fantastic Four just wasn't very good. I thought the first half had some promise to it, but then it sort of fizzles away. The appeal that they have, and they have like a James Earl Jones sound-alike guy, and they have a guy that said that they're his father, and you've got one white woman and one African-American man. And it's kind of, and at one point one of the characters says, oh, you must be adopted. I mean, it just doesn't quite work. It feels almost slapped together as opposed to inspired. And it's not inspiring. It's not that much fun to watch. And unfortunately, the lead up is much more fun than the payoff. The payoff doesn't work. And what you go to comic book movies for is the payoff. There's no real payoff here. So, but in Tom Cruise, what they're saying is, first of all, the stories are better. The storylines are better. And Tom Cruise is kind of associated with Mission Impossible. And sort of people, whether they like Tom Cruise or not, they like the Mission Impossible character.
Yeah.
They like Ethan. So, and plus, the special effects are in Mission Impossible are wonderful. I mean, they're really terrific. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Man from U.N.C.L.E. because that's another kind of reboot of a TV show that was very popular. And the guys really don't look at all or sound at all like the original characters to see whether or not that'll work. Except they're, you know, a whole generation of people who didn't know anything about Robert Vaughn and David McCullum. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see. All right, when we come back, presidential jokes and something that I think makes no sense, plus it's mean-spirited. I'll tell you about it when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
1-855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, as I mentioned, I wanted to tell you about this. This is one of those kind of bah humbuggy kind of days, honest. Not my fault. Here's what the headline says. NYPD union asks cops to publicly shame homeless people by posting photos online. I mean, it's incredibly tacky, right? First of all, to shame people, it just seems to me, really kind of an unpleasant part of human behavior. All right, so that's number one. It turns out that if you read the article, first of all, the thing that occurred to me is how many homeless people have access to computers. So trying to shame people by having pictures of them online, I mean, how are they going to access it, right? Stupid. Right. Well, it turns out if you read the article, it has nothing to do with that. What the union is saying, the Sergeants Benevolent Association, is saying that what we've got is, you know, that the quality of life in Manhattan has decreased because of homeless people, and therefore the idea of posting them online, the pictures online, is not to embarrass the homeless people, even though I think it's got to be a violation of their human rights. Although with smartphones, I don't know that any of us have rights to privacy anymore. But to sort of pressure the mayor and to put more cops on and to make it a quality of life issue. I mean, I think the whole thing is kind of tacky, to say the least. But it also turns out that it's illegal for cops to take pictures when they're in uniform, when they're working. But so the union has said, well, you can do it on your way home or when you're just driving around. That cops are being recorded on the job, the union wrote, so shouldn't accountability go both ways? So they're not asking to embarrass homeless people. They're using homeless people as pawns to embarrass city officials. That we are the good guys who are sworn to protect our citizens. Shouldn't our public officials be held to the same standard? Cops are prohibited from taking pictures of members of the public while on duty. Photos may be taken while traveling to and from work or any off-duty time. Our friends, family, and members of the public are free to take photos as they see fit. He said he's responding to 2 years of failed policies, more homeless encampments on city streets, a 10% increase in homicides, and the diminishing of our hard-earned and well-deserved public perception of it. This is a typo. As the safest large city in America. He blasted the flurry of pending city's council legislation involving the NYPD, including the Right to Know Act, which would require cops to get permission from a suspect before conducting a search without probable cause for arrest. Probable cause was what we had to have. No one seems to give any thought about an officer fighting for their life or pulling a deranged and dangerous person off an innocent crime victim. Attempts to pass self-promoting agendas are not the answer to building relationships with communities who don't trust the police. It only serves to lie to people who are trying to live life and share in a piece of the American dream. The reasoning seems to me a little circular, to say the least. And there's a picture on the front of the New York Post with showing a homeless man who was tinkling in a public area. But I think I really feel like the homeless people are being used as political pawns, which I don't think is an okay thing to do. I think that human beings, regardless of their circumstances, really deserve some respect. And I think it's disrespectful and disingenuous. So not very happy about that. Okay. 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to get in touch with me. If something of your mind, I can tell you what's on my mind. So, Nanny, I thought maybe we would look at the Walmart story. All right, the breastfeeding story, which is Walmart seems to be in the news like every other week. I think if for one thing or another, a hurricane or a tornado struck them. This one seems to me, and I'm sympathetic with breastfeeding, as I said, but this one seemed to me a little pushing it, that somebody was kind of had a different agenda. A woman was breastfeeding her baby in the checkout line, and apparently nobody said anything to her directly, but she overheard some other clerk essentially not even bad-mouthing her per se, but saying, gee, she could have waited, you know, she's almost through. If that baby's not 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months old, the babies can wait. And so the woman left the store and then came back and sort of decided to complain to somebody. So that's the story. So let's I'm just interested in hearing what was Walmart right or wrong. And actually Walmart, I think, hadn't, it's not even whether Walmart was right or wrong, because it was one clerk. And although Walmart apparently has had some issues about breastfeeding in the past of not being very happy of women doing it in public, and to the extent that a couple of months ago that they had a, I don't know, what would you call it, a breast in? a whole bunch of nursing moms who in the parking lot are nursing their babies in public. I don't know what we'd call that. A nipple in? I don't know. A slurp in? I don't know. We'll figure out a name for it. So let's hear what people thought. Do you have any strong feelings about one way or the other, Manny?
I guess it's a free country, right? I mean, that's kind of the old adage that everybody kind of falls back on. But I guess it just, I guess my only question is just why? Like, why in that particular spot? You know, like, it's, you know, I don't know. It just seems like, it seems like, you know, if a mother wants to breastfeed her child, it just seems like she would want some privacy anyway.
Well, apparently not. See, that's sort of my issue, is if, as far as I know, in a lot of restrooms, in ladies' rooms, women's rooms, and I think, I haven't been in every Walmart, certainly in the country, but I've been in a number of them, they usually have a couch. And so, yeah. And they have a changing table. So, I don't object to breastfeeding in public per se, but the question is how public. And if you're in a checkout line, it would seem to me, I'm not crazy about people doing all sorts of things in checkout lines. I'm not in favor of them talking on cell phones because they're not paying any attention. And a lot of stores now have signs that say, please don't use your cell phone when you're checking out, because it just slows everything down. So I'm not in favor of texting, calling. I'm not in favor of somebody holding a place and then other people going and getting other items because it just slows things down. I mean, so go and get all your stuff and then get in line. As opposed to being up at the checkout counter and either saying, oh, I forgot something, or I need to check on something, or, I mean, and look, all of us kind of forget things, but what I think you do is you're polite. You're realizing that this is not a private enterprise, that this is a public place, and that you sort of understand that other people are using the same facility. So you get yourself out of line. It would seem to me that breastfeeding is one of those things that you can kind of predict and that you go in. And I tend to agree with you that.
Because I'm not gonna do like what they were doing, like, you know, just throwing out.
No, I wouldn't
insults
either.
or being rude in that matter. But I guess if it were me, if I were like in line behind her or something, and she was breastfeeding her child, I'd probably just be thinking to myself, wouldn't it make more
What's
sense
the rush?
To do that? Yeah, like you know,
wouldn't you be more comfortable? Wouldn't the baby be more comfortable? If nothing else, you could sit down or you know something. It's not that it's offensive. It just doesn't seem to me very sensible.
Right.
And it also seems to me a little bit kind of look at me, but. I'm a psychologist. What can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, !! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. So we're talking about Walmart's the issue being that that there was a nursing mom who was in line nursing, and that one of the other clerks made kind of a snotty comment, and the woman sort of left the store. Nobody made it to her directly. She just overheard it. And so then she went back to the store and complained, and no one's gotten back in touch with her, so she made it sort of public. So the question is, you know, what do you think? And again, I am a fan of breastfeeding. I think it's really good for the mom. I think it's really good for the kid. I don't even mind breastfeeding in public, particularly. As I said, my kid was kind of a slurper, so it was important to sort of, that even though I was all covered up, you could hear that that was what was going on. So, I was really pretty. And I was sort of the generation, you know, all of us were hippies, and we sort of all breastfed. And so it was a much more common thing. But I also, you know, I just sort of was sort of aware of other people's sensibilities. And so I don't mind her breastfeeding. I just think that she probably could have done it she probably could have gone off, you know, into the shoe section or something and sat down, or into the ladies' room, or, and sometimes ladies' rooms are a little icky, so I understand. Or just left the store. I mean, so I don't really object to it per se, but I think that given on that nobody said anything to her directly, and you know, I guess what it reminded me of, when my daughter was about a year and a half old, and I'd taken her to the store for the first time without a stroller, and she disappeared on me. And if that's ever happened to you as a parent, it's terrifying, because they're little, and so you can't see their heads over the store. And so I finally found her, and she thought this was a great game, and was wandering underneath the aisles, and she was filthy when I got her. And of course, that was in my sort of hippie days, and I sort of, I'm sure, was in a pair of cut-off shorts and a halter without a bra or something, and hopefully I had shoes on, although that wasn't always the case. And I was in medical school, I guess, at the time, and so I knew, basically, I never really hit my kid, but I knew where the solar plexus was, which is a place on her arm where if you just press it, it hurts. I mean, it doesn't do any long-term harm, but I was really scared. I mean, it was the days before kids were kidnapped, or at least that we knew about very much, and it really scared the living daylights out of me. So I picked her up, and I sort of went, and so she was hollering, and you know, because I really want to make a statement that this is a really scary thing, and I don't want you to do this again. And she was young enough that just saying don't do it again was not going to work. And so we get up to the counter, and it was, I mean, whatever it was, that I was literally like a penny short, honestly. And so I said to the woman, I said, can I bring you the penny, or can I give you a safety pin or something? It was really embarrassing. I didn't have much money, but I usually had enough money to pay for whatever it was I was buying. And the woman behind me at the top of her voice said, welfare mothers, they should all be sterilized. Well, at first I wasn't a welfare mother. I don't think that welfare mothers should be sterilized either. And it was just, but it was a very embarrassing thing. But I no more would have complained to the store, or even to the woman, even though she was being a jerk, and it was certainly rude and meant to embarrass me. But it was really, it was that my kid was hollering. I was the one who was a penny short. And it was, so it was embarrassing, and she could have been a kinder human being. But basically, I'd brought it on myself. And so, and that's the story, I read that story, that's what sort of conjured up in my mind that particular experience. So I guess part of it is that we all do things that are sort of, that we really didn't think through very well, and maybe we need to have sort of done something a little bit different. But, if it was something that was our choice, and people didn't respond to it, it's hard for me to sort of blame them. I mean, I think she was kind of mean, but, I was wrong. I mean, what she was saying, as I said, wasn't very pleasant, but it also was something that I could understand her being less than thrilled about. So there we go. So whatever I can tell you about that. So let's see what other people said.
Robert says, the same Walmart that won't do a Confederate cake but will do an ISIS cake. I did not put anything past them. Breastfeeding is a natural part of life.
So she's saying that Walmart, so what do you think, I guess the other question is, what do we think that Walmart should do? I mean, should they apologize? Should they give her a gift card? What should they do? My guess is that she's sort of assuming that they will give her a gift card or something. I mean, I don't understand exactly what the point would be otherwise, but okay.
We go to Tony, who responded to Robert, and she says, so is pooping, but I might not want to watch you do it. You can't go wrong
with
honesty.
So is wedding?
Pooping.
Oh, pooping. I thought you said boobing, which I thought, I don't even know what that would be, and I didn't want to think about it.
She goes on to say, you can't go wrong with modesty and privacy.
Fair enough. So she's saying that Walmart, and again, it was, I guess, look, maybe it's, I'll tell you what, there's another view of this, which is, it doesn't make a difference what it is, that the notion of the customer's always right, of service, of seems to have kind of been leached out of our culture a little bit. As I've said, I do a lot of work with volunteer organizations, and one of the things that I, you know, am just a real pain in the neck about is like when we're serving food to homeless people, that you serve them as if you were serving at the Ritz, that you serve on the right, you collect on the left, that you don't slam the plate down, that you make the food look acceptable, that you offer people refills on coffee or tea or water, that you treat people with respect. Because what's the point otherwise? That sort of saying, look, I'm going to give you food and I'm going to make it as unpleasant for you as possible because I don't need to eat here. I mean, I don't think that's okay. I think part of the experience, if you're going to feed people and you're going to be taking care of other people, that you do it with a certain amount of respect. And I think that somehow that notion of just being kind and respectful of people isn't much a part of our culture anymore. And for that reason, I mean, I don't think she should be breastfeeding in line, to be quite honest. I think once you're in line, what you're trying to do is get through there as quickly as possible, and other people are forced to be in line with you. So, you know, I think that if it were up to me, I probably would have said, gee, wouldn't she be more comfortable in the ladies' room? You know, I'll open the door for you or something. But given the fact that she made that choice, I don't think another employee should have been bad-mouthing customers. I think, because if nothing else, it sets up the notion, if this clerk would bad-mouth that woman, she'd probably bad-mouth me as well. And that's not part of customer service. So I think that's the other part of it. What I would say to Walmart is, folks, maybe you need, I know you're, you know, a discount store and you're getting to be the largest retailer, if not already are the largest retailer in the world, but that doesn't absolve you of teaching your staff to be polite to customers, because if nothing else, it's good business. That's the way they'll come back. And you don't need all this negative publicity. Although people don't shop at Walmart for the experience, they shop at Walmart for the cost effectiveness. So I don't know. There we go.
Amy, in response to Tony's response to Robert, says, amen, Tony, some of these women need to use some discretion and class.
Yeah, I mean, again, you can see it, you can hear. I mean, that's one of my favorite descriptions of a friend of mine said, you can always see both sides, and that's the problem. It only slows you down. So, but, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think she could have understood that breastfeeding is a perfectly natural thing, but you don't literally need to rub everybody's nose in it, that you can do it in a little more private way. And presumably it's not an emergency. And that there really are usual places for people to go, women to go, to breastfeed or change their babies or whatever. And we don't change babies in the middle of the store. We go into the ladies' room to do it. And I don't think that changing a diaper is the same as feeding a baby. But they are basically, I would argue, relatively private acts, at least in our society. On the other hand, I think the corporations should be more cognizant of just courtesy to their customers, because it's the only way to ensure them coming back. So there we go.
Connie says, Walmart, the so-called family-friendly place, they should have worked with the mother and found a private place for her. Maybe her breasts were hurting.
That's a good point. Or when babies start crying, it's only for those of us who breastfed, what you'll have is it's called the letdown response, and the milk just starts. When that baby starts crying, you don't have any control over it. So that's a good point. Well spoken.
Matt says the problem was with an employee. The manager told her they would speak to the employee. What does the woman suggest be done? Seems like the manager handled it fine.
All right, there we go. Well, more when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Or we're talking about Walmart and the woman who was badmouthed by a clerk for nursing her baby in the checkout line. And it was not the clerk that she was talking to. Nobody said anything to her directly. She just overheard it, which seems to me sort of a gray area. And she left the store and then came back and complained to the manager, and the manager said he would talk to the offending clerk. The woman has not heard back. And I don't know what, as one of our responders said, what she expected to have happened. My guess is that sometimes people have the notion, you know, the McDonald's hot coffee story, that there's a lot of money. And you realize that verdict was overturned, folks. So just in case you're thinking, oh, good, I'll be a millionaire by, not to mention, I mean, putting hot coffee between your knees doesn't seem to me exactly right. What hot coffee was meant to do. But the verdict was overturned, so. All right, so let's go back and you know I the most cogent thing I have, and I, again, on the woman's side, I can see, you know, the maybe that she could have gone out to the car or gone in the ladies' room, and because a checkout line is really I don't want anybody doing anything in checkout line, and it also irritates me when people go in the 10 items or less and they have 40 items. That's not okay either. You know, the checkout, everybody's wanting to check out. So, and it would seem to me it's a place where people have to be. So it's that sort of changes things a little bit. And she maybe could have gone to some other part of the store and, you know, as I said, the shoe department and sat down. So she'd be more comfortable. I think that that Walmart should certainly maybe do a refresher course on just being kind, that courtesy counts in a business and can make a difference in your customer satisfaction and therefore return. But to me, the most cogent argument anybody's made is, which reminded me of what's called the letdown response. Your baby starts crying, and your body just acts as a fountain of milk. And so that may have been what really occurred here, which sort of offsets a little bit. And once you're in line, especially if it's a long line. So, and again, if the manager said he talked to the clerk, and the clerk said, look, regardless of your personal feelings, that's a harmful thing to do because customers, it's going to occur to customers, if you'll badmouth her, you'll badmouth them. And that's going to make people uncomfortable. And your job is to make people comfortable, not uncomfortable.
Okay.
And now we need Walmart to contribute to La Leche.
Amy says, I admit that public breastfeeding makes me slightly uncomfortable, but I consider that my problem. Breasts are a part of a woman's body for the purpose of feeding her child. It is ridiculous that we make this an embarrassing or gross thing. It is completely natural. Other people should have stood up for the woman.
Yeah, well, I don't know that nobody said anything to her directly. So I suppose other people could have sort of argued with the clerk, which is certainly an interesting response to get a minor sort of riot going around the issue of breastfeeding. But and I mean, look, when Janet Jackson exposes a nipple and she wasn't breastfeeding anybody, you
right.
know, that it's considered
performing
kind of,
at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, when we call it, and
there were a lot more people watching that than
yeah,
this woman in Walmart.
And it wasn't really completely understandable about why we were doing that exactly. And there have been a whole bunch of wardrobe malfunctions that've been in the news, especially with people running around in bathing suits. So, you know, exactly, it's a little bit hypocritical. But you know what, Walmart is just going to have to set up a nursing section or something, which, as far as I'm concerned, should probably not be in a ladies' room. Because, you know, first of all, the different functions in there, and you're going to make the same argument of somebody being uncomfortable about it. So the only time I think I've ever been offended by somebody breastfeeding, and I sort of admittedly, but I'll tell you why. It was on a bus. It was a public bus, which is not the issue. And this kid was 5 years old. I swear to you, he was walking around, and he got up on mom's lap, and she sort of whipped out the appropriate organ, and the kid said, no, mom, we're on the other side today. And I thought, that kid is too old to be breastfeeding. If he can keep track of left versus right, he shouldn't be breastfeeding anymore. So.
Rhonda says, I see nothing wrong with breastfeeding a baby anywhere. God designed our bodies to feed our young in this matter. Why would it be offensive to anyone for a mother to feed her child? This is by far the best and only way, as far as I'm concerned, to properly nourish our babies. If a mother chooses to breastfeed or bottle feed, that is her prerogative, and not for us to judge or be offended by. Breastfeeding is purely a natural and normal thing to do.
You know, she brings a really good point. If the mother had been bottle feeding in line, would anybody have said anything? And the answer is, of course not, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It's the issue about breasts in this society, which is, that's probably the best point anybody made, is it wasn't about feeding. It wasn't about a hungry baby. It's about breasts, because we view breasts as sexual in this society. That's the issue, if you really think about it. And that response absolutely underlined it. See, you guys always do a great job with kind of trivial questions. All right, keep going.
Nancy says, modesty. It's classy. It's a breast and should be covered. Yes, it's a bottle, but also a private part of a woman's body.
Well, all right. So we've got a good sort of discussion going on here about the place of breasts in our society. And does it change when there's a baby involved?
And last one from Marquita. She says, breastfeeding in public is fine. Just cover up. A shawl is the standard component of a diaper bag for most of us. A nip slip is excusable. It happens. But if this really happened, what a horrible employee. Get more people on the registers, Walmart, and maybe none of us would starve in line anymore.
No babies starving because we have more. Maybe that should be no babies starving before it's time. You know, there was breastfeeding is allowed. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how long she was in line as well. I mean, maybe that was it. As Marquita points out, that it may have been a very long line, and so the idea of getting out of line was going to be, you know, going to take another long period of time. And I agree that having more people to sort of service your customers, literally. And for most of us, I mean, even if you don't have a shawl, all you need to have is either a receiving blanket or a diaper, and you just put over the kid's head, which is obviously going to cover the kid's head, kid's mouth, which means going to cover the breast as well. So my guess is that nobody actually saw the breast, if I had to really guess, right? It's that the idea was that she was, that the idea that she was breastfeeding was what, and I think it really does get back to, if she'd been bottle feeding, nobody would have said a word. So it has to do with how we view breasts in this society.
That's a good point.
We're tacky folk. What can we say? And in some societies, I mean, look, in some societies, women don't wear tops at all, right?
Yeah,
granted,
that's
they
true.
Tend to be. And I would tell you about my experience on a topless beach, except I don't need the visuals involved. All right, 855-993-7569. Give me a call. You can also call up and tell me not only what's on your mind, but if you have a presidential joke. Because that's the day. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.